This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah, ma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Welcome back to another episode of To My Daughter, From the Heart to the Heart. Last time we talked about husnul khuluq, the character, the moral conduct, the way you behave. And I left you with, among them, is birrul walidain. Birrul walidain is being benevolent and kind to your parents. So honey, I need to tell you, we're getting old now. We're forgetting things. We may need some help. Maybe a bit too demanding. We may not smell too good. But ever thought how you ended up in your bed every night, no matter where you were, who do you think took you there? Remember who taught you how to speak? So please, don't use it against them. Let me share some stories with you. I want to make sure that you understand where we stand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave a woman, a daughter that carried her mother on her back. An invading army was coming. She did not forgive that her mother carried in her womb for 9 months. She did not leave her. She did not run away and say, nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself. No, she carried her mom on her back to run away from that invading army. Not to just save herself, to save her mother too. And she got tired. Then she carried her mother on her womb. She didn't forget the womb that carried her. She got tired. She placed her feet beneath her mother's feet, so her mother's feet will not touch the hot sand of the desert till she get away and they were saved by the grace of Allah from the invading army. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard that story, he said, Allah forgave that young daughter because of what she did to her mother. Another story I want to share with you. There was a man that came carrying his mother on his back. And it was Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. He was saying, I heard him say, كُنْتُ لَهَا بَعِيرُهَا الْمُذَلَّلِ. I was her mode of transportation. I carried on her back. I paid my debt. He asked him, have I paid my debt? I carried her like she carried me. I bathed her like she bathed me. I fed her like she fed me. I cleaned her like she cleaned me. I paid my debt. He says, لَا وَاللَّهِ وَلَا بِتَلْقَ مِنْ تَلَقَاتِ الْوِلَادَةِ. Nay, by Allah, not even with one labor pain she had to endure to give you life. Because remember, like I told you before, your mother will see death to give you life, will go hungry to feed you, will go thirsty to quench your thirst. She will devote her life to raise you. So he says, how come I didn't pay my debt? He says, she used to do everything for you, like you do for her, but she was hoping that you would live. But you're doing everything she'd done for you now, but you're hoping that she would die. لَيْسُوا سَوَاءَ. They're not the same. They're not the same. So remember, one day, a man came to cry to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a matter of fact, one narration said that Jibreel alayhi salam descended to tell Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ask that man why he was crying coming to you. So the man came crying, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what made you cry? He's my son, O Messenger of Allah alayhi salam. When I was strong, he was weak. When I was rich, he was poor. Now that I am weak and he is strong, I am poor and he is rich, he gives me not, he helps me not. So, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bring me his son. He was fair. He had to verify the story. And when the son verified it, he grabbed his shoulder and shook him He says, "Anta wa maluka li abik." Another narration, "Anta wa maluka li abik." You and your wealth is for your father. You and what you possess is for your father. And remember the story of the three that traveled, and it was a heavy pour of rain. So they went to a cave. And once they were in the cave, a whole boulder came in and closed the gate. Three of them. They said, there's only way out when we ask Allah to help us with something we've done sincerely for His sake. The first one says, "Oh Allah, I had a cousin I loved very much. Beautiful girl. I wanted to marry her. She refused. One day, she needed me. She needed financial help. She says, I will only give you money if you let me have my way with you." He said, "Close the doors." He said, "I close the doors. Close the windows." He closed the windows. He said, "What do you see?" He says, "Nothing. Only the stars." He says, "Aina mukawkibuha?" Where's the one? The Lord of the stars. He says, "I let her go. I gave her the money. If I'd done this for your sake, O Allah, alleviate the hardship that we're in." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviated partially of that boulder to move, but it wasn't enough for them to move out. The second one is, "Allah, I had everybody working for me. I gave everyone what they deserve or their salary, except one person walked away before I gave him. So I invested his salary up till now. When he came, it was all this valley of the herd is hers. When he came, I said, this is yours. He said, are you making fun of me? He said, no, everything is theirs, yours. Wallah, if I did this for your sake, alleviate the hardship. It moved, wasn't enough. The third one is what I'm after. The one that says, oh Allah, I had parents. I used to give them warm milk every night. I was late one night, I came and they were asleep. Even though my children were there and they're crying, I did not want to feed my children before I fed my parents. Till they woke up and waiting for them, and I gave them that milk. If I did this for your sake, oh Allah, alleviate the hardship upon us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freed them because of that. Remember, my dear daughter, what was the first sound you ever heard? It was the sound of the heart of your mother. What was the first hand that extended for you? It is that same hand that raised you, bathed you, fed you, wiped the tears off the eyes, shaded the sun from the eyes. And that is exactly what I want you to do. I want you to kiss that hand every night of your mother. I want you to make sure that you kiss the forehead of your father. Because that is the forehead that poured the sweat to put food on the table, roof of your head, clothes on your back. And that's your homework from now on. Every day in the morning, every day at night, when they wake up in the morning and when they go to sleep at night, I want you to kiss the hand of your mother and the forehead of your father. You know why? Because the narration said that if your parents go to sleep happy because of you, if you die that night, there will be one or two doors, gates of heaven waiting for you, depending on what's that, one or two of your parents alive. But if your parents go to sleep and crying because of you, if you die that night, there will be one or two gates of hellfire waiting for you. So ask yourself, which gate do I want? And remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ أَحَدُهُمَا الْكِبَرَ أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُل لَّهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُل لَّهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُل رَّبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. You know what that means, my dear daughter? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Allah decreed to worship none except Him, and وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. You know why? Righteous, the scholars say, because they're the second reason for your creation. And if they reach a higher age, like we are reaching now, don't say "uff," the smallest word in that language. It's a sound. And lower thy wings. You know why? Because if you raise your wings, it's a state of fighting or a state of fleeing the coup. They haven't fled. They haven't gone. And don't forget. So don't turn your back on us now when we need you the most. And he says, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. You know, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi says, he's supposed to say that in every prayer. Between the two sajdas, you say, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. So please, don't forget us in your dua and your prayer. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانِ بِوَلِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتُهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ. You know what that means? Wahn. As if Allah is trying to tell you, here's the sound that your mother made when she was walking, carrying in her womb for 9 months. As if she's stepping with difficulties and wah, sleeping with difficulties, eating with difficulties. Allah has given you a visual, a sound that you can relate to. Maybe one day you will be carrying a daughter of your own in your womb. You will know exactly what that means. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the wasiyyah. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانِ بِوَلِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. 2 years, your mother has been nursing. And that's why Allah elevated women higher than men as a father, the mother and a father. Because the three stages, we will never be able to compete with you. You know what that means? We will never be able to carry. We will never be able to go through that labor pain. And we will never be able to nurse. These are the three stages that your mother, then your father. Even then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. I'm going to ask you a question after I explain. Even Allah says, indeed, and if they do, ask you to ascribe partners unto Allah, commit shirk. It is the only act that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives not on Judgment Day. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah forgives not the act of shirk. Anything else He forgives. So He uses the same measuring stick. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Same measuring stick. The greatest act of oppression is you commit shirk. He says, even if your parents ask you to do that, don't obey them. But He says, وَصَاحِبُهُمَا. Meaning accompany them. فِي الدُّنْيَا. That means as long as they're alive. مَعْرُوفَ. What is known to be righteous and good. And that's why I'm reminding you again where Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, who do I spend my time with? He says, your mother, then your father. And a man came to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and says, I want jihad. I want to come to please Allah. I want the dar al-akhirah, the hereafter. I want to be with you in Jannah. So you know what he said? Is your mother alive? He repeated it 3 times. He says, Wayhuk, woe to you. Is your mother alive? He says, Naam, yes. Yes, Ya Rasulullah. So, إِلْزَمْ رَجْلَهَا فَثَمَّ الْجَنَّةِ. You want Jannah? You want to come with me for Jannah? Be there at their feet. Serve them. You will get Jannah. That's where I'm ending up the story with you in Jannah. May Allah grant us a good ending. Make our last words to be La ilaha illallah. Our best of actions and deeds to be the last of actions and deeds. In the best days where we meet Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi yawla in Jannah with no accountability. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Jazakumullahu anna khaira. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.